Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zavachim daf Kuf Tes. We got to the mission on the top of Kuf Tes Amin Aleph. Excuse me. Today's shiur is sponsored by Shamshi Amir Shlafrak, Luskosa Rufu Shalema for Rachel Leah Nechama Bas Shoshana. And we thank Shamshi Amira very much for the sponsorship. And we hope that the schos of our learning is a schos for Shalema, for Rachel Leah Nechama Bas Shoshana. So today we're going to continue with the discussion of halah. We have been discussing about the isurim for shechting a korban of kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, for being mala onto the Mizbeach, a korban of kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Today we're going to talk about what happens if you put onto the Mizbeach, or put onto a Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, a korban that was pasul. Are you going to be chayer for that halah or not? We're going to see. It depends on what type of psul we're talking about. And we already started to see this yesterday. If it's a psul bakodesh, and it's the type of psul that the halacha in the Beis HaMikdash would be that im alu lo yerdu, that if you put it up on the Mizbeach, you don't take it down, then you'd be chayav for putting that type of carbon psul up on a Mizbeach, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to talk about the shiurim for the chiyav of halah. How much do you need to put up? We saw already yesterday, or the day before, frankly, that there was a three-way machlokas, either it was the whole animal, or an aver, or a kezayis. What happens if the kezayis is made up of different components of the animal? Again, which we started discussing yesterday. So that's going to carry us through Kuf Tes Amud Aleph onto Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Kuf Tes Amud Beis is going to be a Mishnah that, again, we alluded to previously, more about halah, but about various types of other kachim that you're going to be chayiv if you put up onto a mizbeach. For example, the komets, the lavona, different types of karbanos, different types of karbanos mincha, and we're going to talk about the various shiurim of the chi of halah for those different types of kachim, which are not necessarily animal karbanos. So again, the whole daf today is more about the topic of halah. So says the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. So echad kachim kasherim, the echad kachim psulim, both kachim that are kosher and kachim that are pasul, shaya psulam bakodesh, that the psul was bakodesh. In other words, it's the type of psul that happened or that could only happen in the azara. And v'ekrivan b'chutz, and if you brought those karbanos outside, then chayav, then you're going to be chayav. Rashi explains, because by these karbanos that are psulam b'kodesh, the halacha would be in the Beis HaMikdash, im olu lo yerdu, if they were put onto the Mizbeach, they're not brought down. Therefore, the Mizbeach has some sort of connection to these types of karbanos. And therefore, if you put these karbanos up on the Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, you are going to be chayav. Hamale kezayis min ha'ola. Now the Mishnah says that if a person puts up a kezayis from an ola, umin ha'emurim b'chutz chayav. If a person puts up a kezayis of an ola and it's a murim, then you're going to be chayav. So what does this mean? So says Rashi, you're putting up basically a half a kezayis of the meat of the ola, and a half a kezayis of the emurim of the ola. So you don't have a full kezayis of either, but you have half a kezayis of meat, half a kezayis of emurim, you're going to be chayev. And Rashi explains the reason is because an ola is kula kalil. An ola is entirely burned on the mizbeach. So by other karbanos, the halacha is that you would do the zrika of the blood, you would put the emurim on the mizbeach, and the meat would actually be eaten either by kohanim or by the bialim if it's a kachim kalim. However, by an ola, so basically by another karban, the emurim and the meat don't have the same halachic status because they don't ultimately have the same, they don't ultimately experience the same outcome. The emurim are burnt on the mizbeach. The meat is generally eaten by somebody. By an ola, that's not the case. By an ola, everything is burned on the mizbeach. And since the meat together with emurim are burned on the mizbeach, the Mishnah says that if you have half a kezayis of meat, half a kezayis of emurim that you're going to put on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, you are going to be chayav for that, because at the end of the day, you have a kezayis worth of stuff, of matter of the karban, that is ultimately going to be burned on the mizbeach anyway. That's supposed to be burned on the mizbeach anyway. So says the Gemara now. So Tana Rabbanan, Asher Yale Ola Ozavach. It says the Isser is Valeim Tomar, and again, this is the pasuk that we've been dealing with for the past couple of days. Valeim Tomar, you should say the Bnei Yisrael, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, Menager Asher Yagur Besochem Asher Yale Ola Ozavach. So it says, Ola Ozavach, Ainli Ela Ola, that I only know that I could be Chayev on Hala if I put up an Ola on a Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Minayim L'Rabo Semirei Asham Vemurei Chatas Vemurei Kachem Kachem Vemurei Kachem Kalim. How do I know basically that this Isser applies to all other Karbanos, that if I burn the Emurim of all other Karbanos, which are supposed to be burned inside the Mizbeach, how do I know I'm going to violate an Isser if I burn them outside of the Mizbeach? Tamalomar Zevach. So that's why it says, it doesn't say Ola in the Pasuk only, it says Ola O Zevach. So Ola is a reference to Ola. Zevach is a reference basically to every other type of carbon. Now, Minayin Labrabos HaKometz, Valavona, Vakatores. How do I know to include the Kometz, which is the part of the mincha that's Minchas Yisrael that's burned on the Mizbeach, or the Lavona, which was from the Lechem Apanim, Vaktores, or the Ktores that was burnt twice in the Beis HaMikdash every day, Minchas Kohanim, and the Minchas Kohanim, and Rashi says that the Minchas Kohanim was Kula Kalil, was all burned on the Mizbeach, and in that respect, it was like the Kometz of a Minchas Yisrael. Because just like the Kometz of a Minchas Yisrael was burned on the Mizbeach, so too the entire Minchas Kohanim was burned on the Mizbeach. Or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, and the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol would bring an Asira Se'efa every day for a mincha, will be split into two. V'menaseich shlosha lugim yayin, if a person is menaseich three lugim of wine on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, and Rashi says, why do we say three lugim? Because nesachim of wine had to accompany many karbanos, and the minimum shear of nesachim, which is mentioned in the pasuk, is three lugim. So if a person brings three lugim of wine on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, ushloshas lugim mayim, or three lugim of water, and Rashi points out that when will we have an nisach hamayim, the three lugim of water, obviously that is on Sukkos. That's on Sukkos. So how do we know to include all of these things in the Isser Halah? All of these things, even though they're not animal karbanos, they're the types of things that ordinarily have a connection to the Mizbeach. How do I know that all of these are included in the Isser of Halah Aschutz? Tamalomar Vel Pesach Oel Moed Lo Yivienu. That the Isser is to bring something up outside and not to bring it to the Oel Moed. That anything that there's a requirement to bring to the Pesach Ol Moed, you're going to be chayev if you bring it on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. So anything that has a connection to the mizbeach, anything that ordinarily has to be brought on the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, if you bring it outside, you are going to be chayev. Now, says the Gemara, Ve'ainli Elakachim. So all that list, by the way, that's the list that we're going to see in the Mishnah on Amud Beis. So by the time we get to the Mishnah, we're already going to be familiar with all of this stuff that you're chayev on Halos Chutz for. But the reason that this is brought down here is because the Gemara now says, Ve'ainli Elakachim Ksherim. I only know that the Isser applies to Kachim Ksherim. Minayin L'Rabos Psulim. How do I know to include even Psulim in the Isser of Halos Chutz? Kagon, and what type of psulin are we talking about? Halon, vayotze, vehatame, if either there was a psulina that had sat overnight, or that it was taken outside the azara, or that it became tame, vishenishchat chutzlumana bechutzlum komo, or if it was shechted with an intention of either pigul or chutzlum komo, vishekiblu psulim vizarku as daman, or if pasala people did a kabbalah of the blood or did a zrika on the blood of the karban, vanitan lamata shenasan lamala. Or if the carbon was one that the blood application should have been beneath the chutah sikra and you put it above the chutah sikra. Vanisan lamala shanasa lamata. Or that the application was supposed to be above the chutah sikra and you put it below the chutah sikra. Vanisan b'chut shanasa mifnim. Or if the application was supposed to be on the mizbeach achitzon and you put it on the mizbeach apnimi. Vanisan b'pnim shanasa b'chutz. Or vice versa. It was supposed to be done inside and it was done outside. Upesach v'chata shenosnan shelo lishman, or a Pesach and or a Chatas, and the Masoras Hashas points out it's sheshachton shelo lishman, that were shechted shelo lishma, because there was no isser of doing the zrika shelo lishma. The yisur is that you're doing the shechita shelo lishma. Minayin, or that rather the psul is that you're doing the shechita shelo lishma. Minayin, how do I know to include all of these karbanos psulim in the yisur of halas chutz? Tamalomar lo yivienu la sos. So it says lo yivienu la sos, meaning kolam iskabel bepesach o amoed chayavan alav bechutz. Anything that's miskabel in the Pesach Ol Moed, anything that would be miskabel on the Mizbeach, you're going to be chayiv if you put it up on a Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi points out that Tamalomar la'asos, it's mashma haruyim la'asos, afilu ein roi lovo michutz lefnim. In other words, even if you're not supposed to be putting it on the Mizbeach lechatchila, as long as it's ro'oi, meaning as long as the status would be that im olu lo yerdu, you're going to be chayiv if you do that outside. And Rashi points out, v'achanami kima dim olu lo yerdu, v'koin nizkak lahafich ben bitzinora o la'alosam en rosham ezbech l'maracha ruyin le'asos karinam be. So why is this called an asiya? Why is there any asiya? The answer is, says Rashi, because the halacha by all of these things is im olu lo yerdu. If they're put on the mezbeach, they're not brought down. And as a result, so when the Kohen is walking around the Mizbeach with his little stick to make sure that everything is being turned over on the fire in the Mizbeach and is being burned appropriately, just like he's turning over the parts of Karbanos Kosher, also he's turning over the parts of these Karbanos Psulim, because im alu lo yerdu. Therefore, it's considered to be lasos. There's an activity, there's an action done on these parts of Karbanos Psul on top of the Mizbeach. Therefore, it's considered to have a tfisa to the Mizbeach, and if you put it up on a Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be chayiv. Good, so until now, the Gemara told us how we know the halacha and the Mishnah, that I'm chayiv on Allah's chutz, even for these karbanos pasul. Now the Gemara is going to tackle the next part of the Mishnah, where again, we had said, Amalek Zayas min Ola, if a person puts up a Kzayas from the Ola and the Emura, meaning it's less than a Kzayas Basar, and it's less of a Kzayas Emurim, but together they reach the shear of a Kzayas, then you're going to be Chayev. So says the Gemara, Ola ve'emureo in, shlamim ve'emurehen lo. So this halacha only applies by an ola, where the basar could be mitzdarif to the imurim, because as we explain when we learn the Mishnah, by an ola, the basar and the imurim have the same outcome, because they're both burned on the mizbeach. But shlamim lo, and Rashi says, ein basarim mitzdarif im imurim lekazayis halo aschutz, mishum the basar shlamim lav bar haktaruhu v'lo karinam be'al pesach olmoed lo eviu. Because again, the only time you're going to be chayiv is if you're putting up on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash something that you were chayiv to put on the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. The meat of a korban shlamim is eaten by people. It's not supposed to be put on top of the mizbeach. And therefore, if you have a kezayis which is comprised of part emurim and part basar, you're not going to be chayiv by a korban shlamim, because the basar of the shlamim is never supposed to be on top of the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, Tinina la the Tana Rabbanon. So it's similar to the following. So Ola ve'mureo mitzdarfen l'kzayis la'losam b'chutz l'chayv alem mishum pigul nosav v'tameh, that an Ola, the busser of an Ola and its emurim, they're mitzdarev to the shir kzayis for the chi of halah b'chutz, or to be mechayev on them mishum pigul or nosar or tameh. Okay, so over here we have a raya to at least the halos chutz part to what we mentioned in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to analyze this brisa. So bishlam halos ola dekalil in shlamim lo. So I understand by an ola, it's only by an ola that the basar and the emurim are mitzdarev to a kezayis, and not by a shlamim, because by a shlamim the basar has no business being on the mizbeach. It's only by an ola that the basar has a business being on the mizbeach. So that's why that halacha applies specifically by ola, but it wouldn't apply specifically by shlamim. Ela pigul v'nosar v'tame my taima. But by pigul, nosar, and tame, what's the reason that only by an ola the basar and the emurim can be mitzaref to pigul or nosar or tame, which are general halachas, don't appear to be contingent on stuff being burned on the mizbeach? And as Rashi points out, so my taima, it's about halfway down the page, close to where the lines get a little bit wider. So my time alo mitstaref nami basar shlamim memurav lepigel noser v'tame habeim b'basar beim b'murim shayech pigel noser v'tame pigel noser and tame is shayech both the basar and a murim, even if the basar is eaten. Kedarmina b'perik be shamai the kol sheyesh lamatirin bein laadam bein lamizbeach chayev lamishum pigel v'rei adam matiras habasar laadam v'se murim lamizbeach. Why doesn't pigle apply? Pigle applies to be mafagel meat. There's no criteria that the meat has to be burned on the mizbeach. In fact, so long as there's any type of achila, whether it's an achilas adam or an achilas mizbeach, it's going to be shayich to the halacha of pigle. V'tna nami hasam dvarim shein chayav analem ishram pigle kigon akometz falavon of aktore shein le matirim elahein atzva matirin. So in other words, in order to be chayav for pigle, there has to be a matir. What's the matir by the basar or the emurim? The matir is the zrikas adam. So chayav analem ishram nosar mishram tame v'kol shein emurim sha pigle noeg bem mikro yalfin lehu. So Rashi points out that we know there's halacha of pigle that applies by meat. And certainly if pigle applies, then no sar and tame is going to apply. So why do we say that by an ola, if you have a half a kazayas of basar and a half a kazayas of a murim, then they could be mitzaref l'shem pigle? I understand by halacha it's a separate issue because I'm only chayiv if I put on the mizbeach something, if I put on the mizbeach outside, something that has to be put on the mizbeach inside. And the only time basar has to be put on a mizbeach is by an ola, which is kula kala. By every single other carbon, the basar is not put on the mizbeach. So that's why dafka by an ola, the basar is mitzaref with a murim. But all these other halachas apply equally to basar, they apply equally to a murim. And if they're going to apply equally to basar and equally to a murim, why is the halacha that there's tziruf only by an ola? There should be tziruf even by other carbonos as well. So says the Gemara, vatnan, kola pigula mitzarfin, the kolon osara mitzdarfin. So we furthermore we see in a Mishnah that all types of pigle are mitzdaref and all types of nosar are mitzdaref. So doesn't this mean that pigle of meat is mitzdaref with pigle to a murim, or pigle or nosar of meat is mitzdaref with nosar to a murim? Says the Gemara, kasha pigle a pigle kasha nosar a nosar. So we have akasha. In other words, do these halachas apply that part of a kazayas of meat and part of a kazayas a murim apply to karbonos generally, or does it apply only by, or do they combine only by ola? So says the Gemara, pigula pigula akasha. So pigula pigul is not going to be a question. Why not? Kan bepigul, kan bemachshevas pigul. Because one is talking about pigul, one is talking about machshevas pigul. So what does this mean? So Rashi, in the first of the medium-sized lines, says as follows. Kan bepigel, kan bemachsheves pigel. Hadiktani mitstarfin. When we say that they're mitstaref, is bi ochel pigel ka'amar uleschayev chatas. If I eat a kazayas worth of a combination of meat and a murim, then I am going to be chayev on pigel, and I'm going to be chayev on a chatas. Vadiktani ola in shlamim lo. But when we say ola in shlamim lo, is b'machsheves pigel. In other words, when am I having the machshava? Am I having a machshava when I'm doing the avoda on a kazayas worth of the meat or a kazayas worth of the emurim? Because if I'm having the machshava of pigel when I'm working with the meat of another korban, then that's not going to be problematic. Why? And Rashi explains. So shem shachat ozorak al manas lahakdir chati zayas basar ola. V'chatzi zayis emurim chutz lezmano pigel. Aval b'shlamim chishev la'ochel o lahakter chatzi zayis basar v'chatzi zayis emurim lo pigel. She'ein machsheves achila b'nektarin ve'ein machsheves haktara b'nechalin. So Rashi now explains what the Gemara means over here. The reason that machsheves pigel doesn't apply by other karbanos, by the basar and the emurim, you might think, why not? Pigel is an issue with eating the carbon outside the zman or burning the carbon outside the zman. So whether the meat is burned or whether the meat is eaten, I should still have a machsheves pigel that applies by the basar. Rashi says the reason that it doesn't apply is because we're talking about where you had a machsheva to burn half a kazayas of meat after the zman or to eat half a kazayas of emurim after the zman. So that machshava is worthless because I'm not eating the emurim and I'm not burning the basar. But by an ola, where everything is ultimately burned, if I have a machshava to burn the basar after the zman, or to burn the imurim after the zman, that's going to be mitzarif, because ultimately everything is burned. Masha'en came by a regular karban. If I'm going to have in mind to burn the shlamim, to burn the basar of the shlamim after the zman, not a machshev es pigul, because the basar of a shlamim is never burned. So says the Gemara, that's why when we say that pigul is mitzarif, it means if I actually eat it, then whatever I eat is going to be mitzarif to the shear of the yisr. When it says pigul is not mitzarif, it means if I have a machshava of chutz lizman that's not shayich to that type of korban at all, then that's not going to go towards a machsheves pigul. Okay, so now nosar on nosar lo kasha. The Gemara says the other thing is not, the other stira is not a kasha as well. Nosar on nosar is not a kasha. Why? Kan benosar, kan b'sheni sosro ad shelo nizrak hadam. One is by nosar and one is by this other thing, where there's leftover until the dam is nizrak. And what does that mean? Again, we need Rashi's help here. So it says, kan benosar, kan b'sheni sosro ad shelo nizrak hadam. Hadiktani mitzarfin. When do we say that nosar is mitzarev? Is ba'ochel nosar kamar. That's where a person is eating nosar. And where a person's eating nosar, certainly whatever part of the animal you eat, if you're eating nosar, it's going to be mitzarev. However, vadiktani ola in shlamim lo. When do we say that the tziruf by nosar applies only to an ola, not to a shlamim? Is b'sheni sosro me'ibud v'sreifa. When it's left over because it's destroyed or it's burned, kigon avdu abasar ve'murim kodem zrika. Let's say the rest of the meat of the ola is lost or is burned for whatever reason before the zrika sadam. V'nishtayir chatzis ayis mizeh v'chatzis ayis mizeh. Now, the only thing that's left from the ola is hefek zayis of meat and hefek zayis of emurim. To kula kalil, because everything is kalil by an ola, everything is ultimately burned on the mizbeach, havi zrika sadam zrika. So if you have the blood of the korban left, and the meat and the emurim is all destroyed, except for a hefek zayis of one and a hefek zayis of the other, the halacha is you would still do the zrika, da ika achilas mizbeach, because between the shear of what's burned, the various things that are burned on the mizbeach, you have a kezayis. Ukrav Yeshua diyamar aperek tvul yom im ein basar ein dam. Now, this is like Rabbi Yeshua says, im ein basar, if there is no basar to be burned on the mizbeach, then ein dam, then you wouldn't do the zrika. Here, even though there's less than a kezayis of meat, because there's also less than a kezayis of emurim, which is mitzaref, it's considered to be yesh basar. V'kivan dezriki chayavan ele mishum nosar im nisosru v'yachol mimenu kadamran. Now, because you've done the zrika, once you do the zrika, now it's going to be chal, the iser of nosar. And now the iser of nosar is going to be chal. Like we said, dvarim shein chayavan ele mishum pigol, chayavan mishum nosar, kegon komet shu achilas mizbeach ka'ola, v'kolshkein dvarim shechayavan ele mishum pigol, kegon basar ola. Now, certainly you're going to be chayav for nosar if you eat this stuff. Aval shlamim, ein chatzis ayis mibzarim, v'chatzis ayis meimareim, etztarf en lio shir lizrok aleim es adam, delo achilas adamika, delo achilas mizbeachika. Now, says Rashi, what happens if I have a shlamim, and all the meat and all the emurim of the shlamim was destroyed before I could do the zrika, and all I have left is a half a kezayis of meat and a half a kezayis of emurim. So the question is, do I do a zrika now? And the answer, says Rashi, is no, because I don't have a kezayis of any one type of achila. I have less than a kezayis of achilas adam, and I have less of a kezayis of achilas mizbeach. So on that type of karban, if I have only those things left over, I'm not going to do the zrika. And we already saw, because I'm not going to do the zrika, it's never going to come lidei iser nosar, because having an iser of nosar is contingent on there having been done a zrika. So again, the only time I'm going to do a zrika when I have half a kezayis, less than a kezayis of meat and less than a kezayis of emurim, is where ultimately everything is meeting the same ends, because everything is burnt. I need either a kezayis of achilas adam or a kezayis of achilas mizbeach. By an ola where the meat and the emurim are burned, it turns out I have a tziruf of a kezayis achilas mizbeach. By a shlamim where the meat is eaten and the emurim are burned, it turns out I don't have a kezayis litziruf for the mizbeach. And it's in that case where I'm not therefore going to do the Zrika, that the Isser of Nosar is never going to be Chal. And that's the way we resolve this contradiction in the Gemara. And Umani, whose view is this? So we already know from Rashi whose view this is, because we just saw it. But Rabbi Yeshua, Detanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol HaZvachim Shebetorah, Shenishtayer Bem Kezayis Basar, all the Zvachim that are mentioned in the Torah, if there is a Kezayis worth of meat left over, U Kezayis Chelev, or a Kezayis of Chelev, and Rashi says, O Chelev, the Rashi's gear says, obviously, O Chelev, that if either there's a Kezayis worth of Basar, or a Kezayis worth of Chelev, then Zorek es Adam, then you're going to be Zorek the blood. Chatzi Zayis Basar, v'chatzi Zayis Chelev, if however you have a half a Kezayis of Basar, or a half a Kezayis of Chelev, the Chelev is what's burned on the Mizbeach, the Basar is what's eaten. Then Eina Zorek es Adam, you are not going to be Zorek the blood, because you don't have a Kezayis of a certain status of stuff. You don't have a Kezayis either of stuff that's eaten, or a Kezayis of stuff that's burned on the Mizbeach. Uba Ola, Chatzi Zayis Basar, V'chatzi Zayis Chelev, Zorek es Adam. However, by an Ola, they are Mitztaref. Why? Because by an Ola, the Basar ultimately has the same result as the Chelev. Mimnesha Kula Kalil, because it's all burned on the Mizbeach anyway. And therefore, the various categories of the carbon can be Mitztaref for the Shir Kezayis and permit you to do the Zrika. Umincha, Filu Kulu Kayemes, Lo Yizrok. And the Mincha, even if it's all in existence, you shouldn't do the Zrika. Says the Gemara, that is a head-scratcher. Mincha mai avidite. We're talking about whether you're doing a Zrika Sadam. The Korban Mincha is made out of flour. We're saying if you have the whole Mincha, you don't do a Zrika. There's no blood to do the Zrika with. What in the world are you talking about, says the Gemara. Amara Papa, Minchas Nesachim Abam Azevach. What we're talking about is a minchas nesachim that comes along with a karban, and Rashi points out the avad basar hazevach umincha kayemes. All of the meat of the basar was burned mistakenly, and so it's no longer in existence at the time of the zrika. But the mincha that comes with as an accompaniment to the karban is still there. La yizrukas adam b'shvila d'lo gufei d'zvichahi. And Rashi says, I might think that because the mincha is an accompaniment to the karban and it's associated with the karban, therefore, if the mincha is still in existence, I should do the zrika. Kamash malan, don't do the zrika, because the only way you do the zrika is if I have a kezayis worth of stuff that goes on the mizbeach, or stuff that's eaten, but those two cannot combine. That's the only time that the zrika is done. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Hakometz, and we already saw this list on Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Kometz v'alavona, the Kometz of a Minchas Yisrael, or the Lavona of the Lechem Aponim, v'aktores, or the Ktores v'minchas Kohanim, or the Minchas Kohanim, which were Kula Kolil, v'minchas Kohen Mashiach, or the Mincha the Kohen Mashiach, v'minchas Nesachim, or the Mincha that would be brought with other Karbonos, Shehikriv me'achas mehem, Kezayis b'chutz, Chayev, if a person is going to bring a Kezayis of these things outside, he is going to be Chayev Mishum Haloas Chutz. The Achronim point out again that we had seen previously a three-way machlokas. What shear is the minimum shear for Allah's chutz? A full karban, a full aver, or a kezayis? So this Tana is obviously holding that the shear is a kezayis, because he says, if you bring a kezayis from any of these outside, you're going to be chayiv. Rav Elazar poter achayakrivis kulam. Rav Elazar argues and says, no, the shear is not a kezayis. The shear is by these things, you need to bring the entire thing on a mizbeach outside in order to be chayev. The Achronim again point out it could be that by a behema, Rabbi Lazar might agree with what we've been discussing on Amud Aleph, that the minimum shear is a kezayis. But by these things, which are much smaller than an animal, obviously, the only time you're going to be chayev is if you bring the entire shear of the thing on the Mizbeach. So we have a Machlokas Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, by these things, am I chayev for Kezayis? Am I chayev only if I bring the entire thing on the Mizbeach? The Kulan Shikriv Bifnim, and all of these things, if I bring them inside, Vishir Mem Kezayis, or Kriv Mamuchot, chayev, and I save a Kezayis worth of the stuff, and then I bring that thing outside, then I'm going to be chayev. And Rashi explains, why am I chayiv? Sharei bazet nigmara aktarasan. Because with this, the aktara is going to be completed. And Ularavelazar Nami Kidarish Oso Ashiraktara Darishle Vishiraktara Bekazayas Hecha Dibifnim Havi Aktara Gemura. So in other words, even Rav Elazar, who says that I'm not chayev until I bring the whole thing outside, will admit that if I brought the whole thing less a kazayas inside, and then I'm bringing only the kazayas that remains outside, then when I bring that last kazayas and it's mashlim to the shear of kulo outside, I'm going to be chayev for bringing that. I'm going to be chayev for bringing that outside. And the kulan shechasru kol shuv akriva mechutz pater. Everybody also agrees that if any part of these types of offerings are chaser, are lacking anything, and you bring them outside, you're going to be potter. And Rashi says, well, how are they chaser? They're chaser kodem aktara, before the burning, ayde ibur or sreifa, nifzulu bechasronan. They become pasul because they're chaser. Kedamar b'menachos, mina mincha prat l'shechasra hi, v'shechasar komtza. That, it says mina mincha, meaning that a mincha which is lacking the shear, because some of it's missing, or some of the komets is missing, is going to be pasul. V'hai v'kulan lava alavona koida miflig pligibe b'menachos. By menachos, we argue about whether the lavona is pasul, whether the lavona is going to be pasul, if anything is chaser. But generally speaking, by a mincha at least, Rashi says, divrei akol in menachos, we'll see when we get there, that if the mincha is lacking anything, it's going to be pasul. So, if the mincha is chaser, so you pasul the mincha, and then I put it up outside, I put what remains outside, I'm going to be potter, because I haven't burned anything that's really fit for the mizbeach. That's the way we explain the Mishnah. And now the Mishnah concludes that Hamale, the Bach changes it from Hamakriv to Hamale, Hamale kachim ve'murim b'chutz, chayav, if a person brings kachim and a murim b'chutz, then he's going to be chayev. And Rashi says, what are we talking about? We're talking about where a person brings basar, which is attached to a murim. So even though ordinarily you wouldn't be chayev if you put basar on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, unless we're talking about an ola, where the basar goes on the mizbeach, so even though I'm talking about a regular karban, over here I'm going to be chayev for the basar. Why? Because the basar is attached to a kazayis of a murim. The murim are burned on the mizbeach. I'm going to be chayev for putting up the Emurim anyway, therefore in that case, I'm going to be Chayiv. Okay, says the Gemara. Satana Rabbanan, Hamakdir Kazayis Bechutz Chayiv. If a person is Makdir Kazayis Bechutz outside of these types of offerings that are mentioned in the Mishnah, you are going to be Chayiv. Chatzi Pras Bifnim, however, if you bring Chatzi Pras Bifnim, then you're going to be potter. And Rashi explains chatzi pras bifnim. It's the first Rashi on the Gemara. Lav davka chatzi pras nakat duadin lekazayis ela pachus mechashir hechsher mitzvasa nakat. In other words, if you brought less than the shear of the thing inside, then you're going to be potter. So kasal kadaitach my potter zar. So what do you mean putter? If I bring less than a kazayas, less than a shear's worth of the thing inside, then I'm putter. We're talking about a chiyav halah b'chutz. It's obvious that I'm not going to be chayav for halah's chutz if I'm bringing something inside the Beis HaMikdash. So what exactly does it mean putter? So we assume that when it says putter, it means putter zar. It means that if a zar does the avoda, but he does the avoda on less than a shear, then he's going to be pater, because the zar is only chayiv if he does the avoda on a shear. So says the Gemara, k'sal k'daitach, my pater zar. I assume that when we say pater, it means that a zar will be pater for doing the avoda. Says the Gemara, my haktarahi, why is the zar pater for doing the avoda? This is a haktara, and the zar should therefore be chayiv. Samarav zera, marav chista, marav yirmi, abaraba, marav. My potter tzibur. You're right. Azar will be chayev for doing this because Azar is chayev if he burns anything on the mizbeach, even if it's less than a shear. Now, what does it mean? Potter? It means potter tzibur. That, in other words, that the tzibur fulfills its obligation if less than a pras, if chatzi pras of any of these things is brought on the mizbeach inside. So says the Gemara, Okay, Amar Rav Zeira ikashali hakashali. Hadi Amar Rav Allah, that Rav said on this, Baha afilu Rabbi Lazar mode, that over here, even Rabbi Lazar would agree. In other words, even Rabbi Lazar, who ordinarily says that you require the entire thing to be brought on the Mizbeach outside in order to be chayev on Allah's chutz, is Baha afilu Rabbi Lazar mode, Taha Rabbi Lazar lavaktari kamar. But Rabbi Lazar doesn't say, that it's considered to be an actual burning if you're burning less than the whole thing. So how would Rabbi Lazar agree that if you bring less than a shear inside, that tzibur is going to be yotzei? I thought that Rabbi Lazar holds that unless you're burning the entire shear, it's not considered to be a haktara. So if it's not considered to be a haktara, how am I yotzei yedei chavaso? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba b'haktaras de'echal dekuli amalo pligi. Keep pligi baktaras panim. By the aktar of the heichal, nobody argues. When do they argue? By the aktara inside. So what in the world are we talking about? So we need Rashi again. So Rashi in the second wide line. So I'm a rabba baktaras heichal shabachol yom. By the aktar of the ktoras and the heichal every day. Shalonemar bo shir, where there is no shir written by the Ktores, v'hai pras shir d'rabbananu. When we say that there's a pras worth of Ktores, that's only a shir d'rabbanan. There, moda Rabbi Lazar, the b'kzayis, havei aktara l'chayv alei b'chutz. Over there, Rabbi Lazar will be moda that you're chayv if you burn a kzayis outside. Ulo tzi tzibir yudei chavoso b'fnim. And all you need to burn is a kazayis in order for the zebra to be yotze its obligations inside. And therefore, our Mishnah is just talking about the akhtara of the echel. Outside, I need a kazayis. Inside, it could also be a kazayis. In other words, there's no greater shear. So kipligi, Rashi says, when do they argue? But masnisin bakteras di Yom Kippur delefnai velefnim shenemar bo shear. Now, by Yom Kippur, it says a shear. The shear by Yom Kippur, as we're going to see in the Gemara right now, is malo chafnav. So what happens if you burn less than the shear of Melo Chafnav outside? So says the Gemara, Demar Savar Melo Chafnav Dafka. One says that Melo Chafnav is Dafka. Umar Savar Melo Chafnav Lav Dafka. And the other Mandi Amar says Melo Chafnav is Lav Dafka. And therefore, so one Mandi Amar says Melo Chafnav is Dafka, and therefore, if you burned the Ketores that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to burn Lefnai V'Lefnim, on Yom Kippur, if you burn that outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're only going to be chayev if you burn the entire shear of Melo Chafnav. The other man, the Amar, says, no, I'm going to be chayev even if I burn less than Melo Chafnav. So Amar Le'abaya, v'kiksiva chuka baktara bifnim hu dichsiv. But why would I require a shear of Melo Chafnav if I'm burning this ketores outside? The whole Melo Chafnav is telling me the shear that the Kohen has to burn on the Mizbeach, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on Yom Kippur. So why should that shear all of a sudden translate to the Mizbeach outside and preclude me from being chayev until I have the shear of Melo Chafnav? So says the Gemara, Ela Amar Abaya Baktaras Pifnim Kuliyam Alo Pligi. Everybody agrees by Aktaras Pnim, you need Melo Chafnav. Ki Pligi Baktaras Techutz. So when are we arguing? We're arguing if I burn the ktores of Yom Kippur outside. Mar savar yalfinan pnimi chutz, umar savar yolo yalfinan. So now the way we explain the machlokes, do I need a malo chafnav or not when I burn this stuff outside? It depends. Am I learning outside from inside? Meaning, am I saying that because the shir of malo chafnav applied when I burn it inside, so too the shir of malo chafnav applies when I burn it outside? Or do we not say that? So says the Gemara, Amarava, Hashta chutz michutz lo yalfi, Rabbanan, pnim michutz mibai. So if the Rabbanan are not even going to learn chutz michutz, because, and Rashi points out over here, we're about six lines up now in Rashi, Kigon nisach hayayin, shu'al ha-mizbeach, hachitzon, lo yalfi Rabbanan me'ektar chalovin, shu'al ha-mizbeach, hachitzon, l'chayev al-pachos me'shlo shalugim b'chutz, afalpi she'yesham kama zesim, v'gabe kol aktori shu'al ha-mizbeach, hachitzon aktori, so the Chachamim said that I'm only chayev if I pour liquid on the Mizbeach outside of three lugim, because that's the shear that's applicable to Nesachim. And even though there are many shir kazesim that are applicable by karbanos, I'm only going to be chayav if I have three lugim. So pnim mechutz miboy lechayav al k'tora shalafnai v'lefnim bebama b'chutz yalfina me'aktora deheichol. All of a sudden, I'm going to learn the shir outside from something that's done inside. So mayi, let's just finish up. Mayi detanya yochal amale pachos mekzayis komets upachos mekzayis semurim v'amenase pachos mishlosha lugin yayin pachos megimel lugin mayim yechayev. I might think that you should be chayev even if I have less than three lugin, because ordinarily by a karbon I'm chayev even for a kazayis. Tamalomar lasos ala sholem chayev ve'ena chayev al hachaser, that I'm only chayev on a sholem and not on a chaser. Vapachos mishor shalugin this bu kamazesim v'liyalfi rabbanon chutz bichutz. So and even though outside on the mizbeach there are plenty of things that are brought with the shir kazayis, still by nesachim the chachamim are going to say that I'm only chayev for the shir of gimel lugim. So everything has its own shir. So I'm certainly not going to learn the shir that's applicable outside from something that's done only inside. So we need another explanation as to this memra, and that's what we're going to see tomorrow when we pick up with Amar Rav on the last line.